Da 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 da. Good morning, everyone. It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Hooray, Thompson! What is this cool structure you built today?
A battery-powered satellite.
You built a battery-powered satellite. What does the satellite do? When it's flying around up there in orbit,
it has two controls. When you hit the red control, a red light flicks on. And when you hit a blue control, a blue light flicks on.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. So that could be used maybe for orienting and calibrating instruments down here on Earth. They could clock when the light went on and went off or something.
Ooh, look, it's almost going to stick to your iPhone.
No.
The magnet stuck to your iPhone. It's stuck tight to your iPhone.
Oh yeah. Well, this is a magnet on cranky, and it's going to stick to your nose. So hey, you gave me a really cool book this morning. What was that book?
The periodic table.
What's your favorite element?
The transactinides.
The transactinides? Oh, the
transactinides.
The transactinides? So, name some transactinides. What are some transactinides? Come on, what are some transactinides?
There's things in a book.
I know, but what are they? Like, what would be one or more of the...
Metals. What is your favorite
group? The transition elements? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
The transactinides? So that must be...
The transactinides is on chapter 11.
Oh, lanthanides and actinides. Noble gases.
Here.
The transactinide. Yes, you are correct. I don't even know it well enough. What is your favorite transactinide?
I really like hassium and meteorium a lot.
Oh, meitnerium?
Yeah, I really like meitnerium.
Why do you like those two?
Because meitnerium looks really awesome. And hassium is one of the junior members of the transatides. And over there is
Rutherfordium.
And down there is... What is he?
Spell it out. Or sound it out. Sound out the
Rogan.
Word.
Rogan.
Like, What's Rogan. That word? Rent?
Rentganium.
Yep. That's right. You're getting a little rusty on your pronunciations.
There is dubnium, and that is hassium. And back there is borium. And there is seaborium.
What's that one?
If you look, if you look down there, you see Darmstadtium.
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 And last but not least,
Rutherfordium.
And then the one everybody likes to dance to?
Dubnium.
That's right, dubnium step. Yeah. Well, that was a very cool book for you to give to me. I learned something new again, as usual, when you give me stuff. So,
Yeah! You give presents to each other.
Yes, and that makes nice. You give hugs and presents and be friendly.
Yeah, and be friendly to give people presents.
And it makes them happy.
On Christmas Day.
And when you do nice things...
Nice things happen.
When you do good things?
Good things happen.
Yeah, that's right.
When you do bad things happen.
That's right. When you do bad things happen. When you do good things happen. This is a fundamental
bad.
Of right and wrong.
Bad. Everything bad.
No, not everything's bad. Everything has a little tiny bit of bad in it, but most things have a little bit of tiny good in them, too. So
What about purpose?
Well, we'll talk about yin and yang and binary relationships of philosophy and, you know, Cartesian dualism, and we'll get to all that later. We're in no hurry to get to that depth of philosophy.
You talk about
which is good and bad is all we need to learn for now. You're only four. See, that's loud. Hey, I'm drinking the last of my winter blend of 365 coffee with some lovely turbinado sugar. Hope from somewhere. I don't know where. I really wish we did. And some organic clover stornetta 1% milk, which is very creamy and delicious. Although not quite as creamy as I like it, but I'm all out of half and half, so what are you going to do? Still a tasty cup of coffee.
Half and half?
Yep. You gotta get nose to nose.
I'm gonna eat up all your half and half. That'll be all my tummy.
Hey, what'd we do yesterday? That was really fun. Where were we?
I just...
Did we go to the carousel?
Yeah.